Blog Talk Radio.
It's like, what make you do what you do? What's your motivation? Money keep a nigga motivated. We all need a little motivation. Money keeping her motivated. We all need a little motivation. Money keep a nigga motivated. We all need a little motivation. Money keeping her motivated. We all need a little motivation. Keep all the real niggas motivated. Keep all them little niggas motivated. Maybach 600, it drove her crazy. Sure they gon' do it, she motivated. I've been neglecting the Rover lately. I've been neglecting the sober lately. If I do say like I'm over, baby. This paper say bend it over, baby. Tricking and treating October, baby. She call me Mr. October, baby. Yeah, Reggie Jackson, the motivator. Young OG Jackson, the motivator. Hope that it's worth it, ain't overrated. You talking dudes and I overpaid it. Swear that I can't even call them haters. What they be doing is overhating. And I'm no motivational speaker. Just motivation to your speakers. No, looking down on a nigga. No, unless you checking my sneakers. You bet the check that she sneaking. I bet the check that she freaking. Now he asking Waikiki, taking pics in Waikiki. Money keep a nigga motivated. We all need a little motivation. Money keeping her motivated.
Yeah. What's going on? I like to welcome everyone, each and everyone. You know what I'm saying? This is the day party edition. This is the Mitchell Lounge with a drunken mind speaks the sober tongue. And we are actually here. I go by the name of Figures. I am your host. Joining me is my co-host, Kai. Kai, you on?
I'm on.
Hello? Oh, you on? Okay,
I'm here.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
All right. Yes. All right. So, today, my drink of choice, you know what I'm saying? I'm drinking that Grey Goose and that lemonade, you know what I'm saying? We call that the Golden Shower. So that's what I'm doing tonight. You know, not tonight, this afternoon I'm doing that little Golden Shower and things like that. Kyle, what's up? What you drinking? What you sipping on?
I'm actually drinking E&J Apple with my aunt.
E&J Apple. All right, that's cool. Okay. Nah, that's for sure. I heard some good ratings about that, though. You know what I mean? But
it's pretty good.
I think, though. It's good? It's good? All right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's smooth.
Okay. Smooth is always good. Smooth is definitely good.
Yeah. Cognac is pretty good.
Okay. Sounds good. So, I want to get into some current events real quick before we start getting into topics and things like that. I'll let you guys actually shoot. What your week was looking like this week? What's been going on with you this week?
My week?
Yeah, your week.
My week was pretty cool. I had a good week.
You had a good week?
Yeah, okay. Nothing too crazy. About I guess I'm over Trump winning. I guess I'm over that at
right.
this point. But yeah, other than that, it was pretty uneventful.
Okay. All right, well, quiet. Quiet weeks is good. I mean, quiet weeks
is
always good.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, me, myself, I mean, I was, had a crazy week, man. My, transmission on my car, you know what I'm saying? I have to get a new transmission. I mean, I was going through little problems like that, but, you know, I mean, you know, that's just things that you deal with, you know, when you have cars and issues like that and things like that. But other than that, yeah, my week was good, man, you know what I mean? Eager to get back to this work week so I can get ready to this Thanksgiving. I want to definitely, make sure the food going to be popping this Thanksgiving. And, you know, make
Don't
sure
forget
I eat well
I'm coming
this Thanksgiving.
Over.
Huh?
Don't forget I'm coming over.
Hey, they going. You know it's crazy. They going crazy for that mixture. And it's and I ain't gonna lie. It sounds hot. It's hot. You ever thought about it, man? That was definitely a hot thing. But Kelly Caesar, she killed it. She she killed it.
Yes, that was
She's
creative.
Like a,
Yeah.
It was definitely creative. I was like, wow, that's crazy. You know what I mean? But they going crazy for it on the internet. But that
yes.
just goes to show you how things on the internet, you know what I'm saying, they could just go right from the internet and then, you know, it could just go mainstream real fast. You know, people actually
go viral,
Yeah, go viral and make you big that quick. But see, but the funny thing is I actually took time and went and actually saw when she really did it. You know, when she really speaking in passion.
Did she really say beans, green potatoes, and tomatoes?
Yeah, she did do that. She really
did
say that. I mean, that was that's part of the that was part of her
sermon?
Preaching. That was part of her sermon. That was part of her sermon when she was preaching. So it was funny, man. It was definitely funny, but I definitely liked it. But I mean,
she became
and
a rapper
the other thing too. Yeah, she and it's the other thing too that they do the what's it called? The Fuck It Up Challenge.
Everything's a challenge now, like
everything's a challenge.
That's just fucking your ass, like that's all that is.
Well, you know what it is. I think it really is. I mean, you know, people are just coming up with like, you know, you got creative people. They're coming up with like games and things like that. Because the mannequin challenge, I thought the mannequin challenge was kind of cool. You know, for everybody to be standing still and everything like that. I thought it was cool. I mean, I didn't participate in it, but I still thought it was cool. So, you know what I mean? Some of the challenges, you know,
yeah,
Ice Bucket Challenge
do.
And all that. Yeah. People try to keep, you know,
yeah,
keep
the
people.
Yeah, the Fuck It Up Challenge, I don't know. That's kind of like next thing is what it's going to be Get Naked Challenge. Like, come on.
The Get Naked Challenge?
It might be good for the guys. I get it. It's good for y'all. It's good entertainment for y'all. But damn, I don't want to see chicks popping in their booty all day. Like.
Yeah, I get it. And I'm going to be real. And I'm a man. And I'm going to be honest. Like, even when I'm on the gram, you know, Instagram sometimes, I mean, sometimes it's just like you don't be feeling like all that. Like, I mean, and maybe that's just me. I mean, but sometimes I don't be feeling that. And I'm not trying to be funny because sometimes I do feel like that. I'm like, wow, okay, that's great. But sometimes, you know, I don't really feel like that. I be trying to look for, you know, something, you know, inspirational on and something motivational, something positive, something not even. You know, just something you can build off of, get your energy from. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it ain't just twerking all the time, man. You know what I mean? I mean, and now everybody going, you know, everybody going to get their body done so they can twerk on Instagram. It's kind of crazy. So bottle girl. Because these are new, like new job descriptions that I never heard of before in my life. Like bottle girl. Bartender, Instagram
waitress.
Model.
Yeah,
waitress.
It's a lot of Instagram models.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not, you know, I mean, I'd say, hey, get out there, get your, you know, get your money, get your cake, whatever. But I'm just saying these are new
that's
jobs that I've
never
heard of before.
Do you get paid Instagram model?
Well, I think so. The Instagram models, I think they do. Some of them do actually get paid. Instagram models, I think some of them do actually get paid. I don't know if they actually get paid off of Instagram, but you know, I know they are some Instagram models. But that, hey, listen,
they just don't get paid on Instagram. I got you. I'm following.
They probably don't get paid. Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, and they could all, you know, women they could always relate to selling something else anyway. So, you know, nothing wrong with getting a promotion to sell your product. You know what I'm saying? But they always could do that. But I'm just saying, I don't know. But anyway, moving right along.
I need a second job. I was just wondering.
You need a second job? Oh, you need a second job? So you're trying to see which one you're gonna do? Well,
I'm trying to see what's
what
up.
Trying to see what's up. Well, listen, man. Hey, I mean, you know, I'm hearing. You know, I don't know. But
I'm
I mean,
joking,
the bottle girls do pretty
joking.
Good. You joking? Oh, I'm good. Well, I mean, hey, ain't nothing wrong with having two jobs. These days, ain't nothing wrong with having two jobs, man. I mean, you got to have some type of side hustle, some type of, you know, you got to do something, man. You know what I mean? If you got time, because a lot of people, they got a lot of time on their hands. And when you do, you know, when you got a lot of time on your hands, like me, I'm the type of person, if I'm not doing that, man, I find myself, you know, falling into mischief, you know. And
yeah,
I try to stay
agree.
Away from that,
that's
so I try to stay busy. So I try to stay busy, you know what I mean? Try to stay,
keep the mind busy,
you know, proactive.
Keep the mind busy.
Definitely, definitely. So, but just with that, what we could do actually is we're gonna start talking on a topic. And then, sorry about that, but I mean some of these noodles, man, these ramen noodles. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the seasoning in these. Making these taste amazing right now, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I see. Really?
Yeah, forgive me if you're
chewing.
Some Jack
Mac popping over there?
Not Jack Mac, but we definitely got the ramen noodles. You know what I'm saying? Seasoned, definitely well seasoned. You know what I'm saying? These are tasting like New Orleans type noodles over here, man. So it's just beautiful. It's tasting real good right now, and everything like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, we can actually start get into the topic, and you know, we can give our opinions and things like that, and elaborate on that, and then, you know, hopefully we'll have a few callers, you know, that give their opinion, and you know, this will make the show go on and on and on and on to the break of dawn. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. So today's topic is we're going to take them one by one. And then we'll go on to the second question. So the first question is, do you agree with interracial dating? I'm going to let you go first off that topic, Kai, and then I'm going to, then I'll come in right after you.
I'm kind of, I don't know, I guess I'm in the middle. Honestly, don't care too much about it. It's just these days, I just don't like the guys that date white girls that look like black girls. Like, I don't like guys that date white girls that have fat asses and fake eyelashes and fake hair. Like, you might as well date a black girl. Now you just want a white girl with black woman features. That part I don't understand. But you love who you love. If it's genuine, it's all good. But these days, these guys are dating girls because they want to have a foreign. Oh, she's a foreign. Oh, I got a foreign. You know, it's a fad right now. So I don't know. If he's doing it for the right reasons and genuine, I'm all for it. Otherwise, you're just trying to be cute and be like everybody else in the world and have a foreign. I don't support that.
Oh, you don't support that. So, I mean, you don't support that because you prefer, you know, do you
because
prefer...
I think that a black man should be with a black woman. Why date outside of your race? You're going to date a woman that has the same exact features as a black woman. Why? Obviously,
yeah.
she's not comfortable with herself. That's my issue. She's not comfortable with herself because she wants to have these features that are only on black women. Big full lips, ass. Like white women these days, maybe if they're in the gym. But these bitches getting shots, implants, all kind of stuff. And they're getting our men. Our men have an issue with our attitudes. But you're going to date a white woman and go through the same shit. Why? Just because she's white? It makes you feel a little better about it?
Okay. That's understandable. Now, my take on it is this. I don't really care either which way, to be honest, as far as do I agree. I don't, because, you know what I mean, I really feel like you said, you love who you love, and where there is love, I don't think there's really a matter of color. Now, what I do feel is that if you're going to date outside your race, make sure that you have something nice, you know, like make sure you have
like a fat ass.
Yeah, not even a fat. No, yeah. I'm not even saying like the fat ass. I'm just saying what I'm saying is because and I'm going to touch back on that in 1 second. But what I'm saying is like I see a lot of people date outside their race, but they're just dating outside their race just to date outside their race. Like, you know, you're with somebody that you know, you got a big, fat girl and nothing wrong with big women and things like that. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're going to go outside your race, you make sure that you have the top of the line of, you know, of something outside of your race. And I feel like, too,
make sure you have
now,
Kim Kardashian, is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly. If you're going to do it big, you know what I mean? And that's how I feel. If you're going to do it big. But as far as, you know, going back to why the white girls are getting the black men, it has a lot to do with attitude. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that black women have to be a certain type of strong because they have to, you know, this is what they have to be because of the things that they have endured. But at the same time, like, a lot of...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to say one thing about that. A lot of women have to be like that because the men leave the home. So now the woman has to be the mom, the father, the aggressor, the breadwinner, the provider.
Right.
So a lot of the time, men don't understand why she's so tough, why she's so rough, because we were placed in these positions. We got to hold it down. So now be aggressive and rough and have an attitude. White women don't understand that because most of them have grown up with their parents, two-parent household, are some type of support. It's harder for us to get that because of our background and our culture.
Right, and I totally understand that. And the point that what I was saying is that the only thing about I think the only thing with black women is that you have to know how to turn it down or turn it off when you're in the presence of a man that you feel comfortable with calling your man. Like, what I mean is, like, yeah, you can give attitudes to the, you know, to every random and everything like that, but when you actually find a king and you actually find someone who's really, you know, has your best interests at heart, at heart and really loves you and really cares about you and things like that, I think that that's when you have to let a lot of that, you know, attitude go and play your, you know, play your role. And when I say role, I mean, because we all have a role. And what I mean is, like, you know, you can play your position as far as being a woman, you know, once you have a man that you feel confident in to lead you or to, you know, to be your backbone for you. You know what I mean? So that's what I feel. I just feel like a lot of times, you know, a lot of women turn men off because of the attitude, you know? And the thing about you gotta understand is just like if I wanted a white woman to like me and to be into me, all I have to do is act totally different than her white man does. So,
but how does
a
white man
really,
but you know what's crazy to me is that
no,
if
I'm,
a black
I'm,
man
what
sees
what
a black woman
is,
with a white man, it's an issue.
Not to me.
Not for you.
Not to me. I don't have an issue. But the only thing I say, the only thing that I do say about white men is that if they dating a black woman, you're going to see that they're going to have the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to pick a woman who looks, you know, that black woman looks, she has a different kind of look.
Yeah,
look at what? Yeah.
Eve is married
to
a billionaire.
Right. I'm just saying she's going to have a different look. Like they get the top of the line. They get the upper echelon of the woman of when they dating outside their race. That's what I'm saying, and I'm saying that that should go for everybody. If you're going outside your race, you know, then you should make sure that you have, you know, something nice if you're going outside, your race.
It should be worth it.
Exactly. It should definitely be worth it. It should definitely be a situation where it's worth it, yes. But that's what the point that I was making when I said that was with the as far as the white man and how can I attract his woman is to be totally opposite than him. It's the same way that the white woman is actually getting a lot of attention from black men. You know, so when you
so they
say
are
like women,
correctly, they are
well,
taking, they are
well,
taking
you know,
our features.
Well,
they are taking our culture.
Right.
They are taking
right.
every part
well,
of the black
your,
woman.
They
hated
features.
So much.
But listen, they're taking your features because at the end of the day, it was the point that they tried to make you,
mm-hmm.
you know, not look as beautiful as you are. And then they figured, like, listen, we can't make them not look like they're beautiful or not feel like they're beautiful because everybody can agree that they're beautiful. But now I'm going to have the same shit she has. Totally. So
right.
Everything now that matter, everything now, because you can be manufactured now, it can be bought.
Right.
So, yeah, everything can be bought now. Well, not manufactured, but everything can be made. You can actually purchase it now. So now that they can have that, I mean, it's really they making it a playing field, even playing field for them. As far as you know, now I got the black body, I got the black lips, I got the black, you know, body,
the
no
cheekbones,
stomach,
the head,
you know what I mean?
Like, come on, now you're injecting your cheeks, you're injecting your lips, you're injecting your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Right, because I want to look like you. You know,
but it don't look beautiful on us, though. That's the thing to me. Well, a black man gonna say, oh, I don't like that look. I don't like that. That's, you have your lips too big. But it looks beautiful when you find it attractive on a white woman. How is that?
I don't know how that is, but I'm just saying
most men that do that, like, how do you find that so attractive on a white woman?
I'm gonna be honest. I think that just guys, you know, guys are attracted to, you know, white women, and white women are attracted to black men, and I mean, and everybody, in Hispanic women are attracted to black men, and see, because one thing I just have to be honest, and this is scientifically proven. I mean, every race of woman, you know, has a thing for a black man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what race you are. I mean, even if you don't, you know, I'm not saying that you dated outside the race, but everybody has. It's like a taboo, so everybody would like to interact with a black man on some level. And I don't care, even the most racist women, you know what I'm saying? It's still a thought that crosses their mind, and it's still something they would like to indulge in, you know, if they had the opportunity to.
Without their family finding out.
Just nobody can know about it. Got to be secret, though. No, I'm just saying. But it's been like that during slavery days. You know what I'm saying? It was like that during slavery days on both sides. So, you know, it's always been that. You know, it's always been the creep around and be quiet and don't tell nobody. But nowadays, you know, it's more rampant. You know, you see a lot of people dealing with, you know, outside their race and stuff like that. And I say, to me, I think it has the pros and it has its cons, because at the end of the day, you know, the kids are a beautiful thing, and you know, interracial kids, and you make kids, you know, they make kids, and the kids are beautiful, and the kids have multicultures, you know, cultural. They have two sides of different cultures, and you know what I mean. And it turns out to be a great thing. Right.
Has
right.
Ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else.
That's
like
what I said. Yeah, just like anything else. Exactly. So I feel like this: if you really love her, and you know, or even not even really love her. If you really attracted to her and y'all really vibing on the same level, I'm all for the interracial dating. I'm all for that. As long as, you know what I mean, like you said, as long as it's genuine, as long as it's not for, you know, just a look reason or just to be, you know, for a look, I'm 100% with it. I'm 100% good with it, honestly. Now let's move on to our next. Unless you have something else to say on that topic, Cry. Let me move on. Let's move on to the next question.
All right, let's keep it going.
All right. So this is the next question. The next question is what's your opinion of finding love on the internet? Mm-hmm. What would be your opinion on finding love on the internet? Like, do you think that you can find love on the internet? Have you known people that found love on the internet? Like, you know, things like that. Me myself, I'll answer this first one first. I don't know about finding love on the internet. I've seen people that have found love on the internet, But see, the thing about being on the internet, the thing about being on the internet for me is, like, you never really know the person. Like, this is just a representation of the person. And, you know, but like I said, I've seen people who actually found love on the internet, even distant relationships on the internet. I mean, for me, I don't think I could find love on the internet. I'm still old school. I like that interaction of, you know, person to person. You might meet somebody from the internet, but you know, definitely like not. I don't think I could like find love on the internet. No, not in my opinion. I definitely don't think that's possible. Not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you never know, because you know you could be talking to somebody, y'all get mentally stimulated, and then you know y'all talk and stuff, y'all meet up. Because then you can consider that like meeting off the internet. You know what I mean? I think, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it is possible. And I think that the days of, you know, you seeing women in the street and you speak to them, hey, how you doing? Boom, you know, can I talk to you? But those days are pretty much over, because I really don't see too many people conversating in the street no more. You know, everybody's on their... you know, everybody's trying to get to where they're going. So I don't see that no more. What about you, Kai? What you feel?
I kind of miss the days when you would meet somebody in person on the train. Like, now it's rare that a guy will approach me on the train.
Right.
And I could be gruff to him. Like, I got to ask him for his number these days, which is, it's so weird. It's very bizarre. It's strange to me. And I actually know two people who've gotten married after meeting online.
Yeah.
But for some reason, for me, I can't do them DMs. I met one guy ever in my life off of the internet. And we met on the internet, then we met in person, and he and I are still friends. It's been like 10 years. We are still friends.
Wow.
But I think now it's a little creepy. Like, now people meet on the internet and they actually hook up and have sex, and then it's like, you know, whatever, on to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
That kind of, it's just like a dating site now.
Right. The whole internet is like a dating site.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which has made it a lot easier to cheat also.
I mean, like I said, I just think that people are not as not interacting as much anymore. Like, nowadays, you know, like, it's hard to even, like I said, it's hard to even get a conversation out of people on, you know, on a face-to-face basis. Everybody, you know, for whatever reason, but usually, you know, when you get on the internet, I guess people are hiding behind that computer. They feel a little more comfortable. They're in their comfort zone and things like that. I actually know a couple who actually got married, like maybe a couple of weeks, maybe like about 2 months ago, and they actually found each other on the internet. And it was long distance, too. It was long distance. You know, and then it,
yeah,
you know,
it works. Times are hard
right
now. Shit, I wish I could meet somebody long distance. I like dates though. That ain't gonna work for me. I like to go on dates and shit.
Well, but the thing about that also is, like, I mean, dates. Like, I mean, are dates really? You know, I mean, do people really date anymore? Because I call
no,
it,
there's no courting anymore, which is why I'm single. Guys don't want to date. They
want
to come. They want you to come
right over
to their crib and watch TV.
They want to Netflix and chill with you. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but you got to also understand this too. I mean, guys, you know, because I got to say this: the dating, the whole dating thing, right? It really, because I think when you first meet a person, and I don't want nobody, because women, you know, they'll say, oh, you cheat. No, but I think when you first meet somebody, that y'all should go Dutch, because they don't know you, you don't know them, you know. They're both trying to get to know each other.
Right.
So y'all should go Dutch. But nowadays,
I actually agree with that.
Yeah.
I gotta tell a story. What? Go ahead. Finish.
No, but I'm just saying, no, I'm going to let you tell you stuff right now. But what I'm saying is, I think that most women now, you know, when you approach them with that, Let's go Dutch. They upset and say, oh, no, you cheap, or you ain't got no money, or you cheap, or, you know, why would we go Dutch? But if you're trying to get to know me like I'm trying to get to know you, us going Dutch wouldn't even be a situation. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, Kyle. Let me hear your story.
So I went out on a date with this guy. He was a sanitation employee. Mm-hmm. And he takes me to the Boil, which is a seafood place. Really cute, really nice. So I order mac and cheese, a lobster, and then we split like 3 pounds of shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
He has an attitude. Now, as soon as we're talking, we're hitting it off, we're having a great time. As soon as mm-hmm. I order the food, he has an
mm-hmm.
attitude. He's not talking to me. He doesn't want to engage in any conversation. So after like 10 minutes of poking and prodding, I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, why would you order lobster? Shrimps were enough. I should get up and leave the table right now. Like, I should get up and leave you here. And I'm like, you could do that. That's actually fine. I'll pay for my own meal. He's like, how dare you come to the first date and order lobster? I'm like, I didn't know it was a limit. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, because
I had to order off of
the, he probably, you know what it is? Oh. He probably felt like, he probably thought that he was going to pay for the whole thing. He probably didn't think you was going to try to come out of pocket, because I'm telling you, these days, I mean, you know, like I said, you asking a woman, you know, to go half and half with you is basically like, basically selling, you know, that's like you wasted a date, because she ain't trying to deal with you no more if you ask her for, you know. But my thing is, like I said, I mean, if she's not willing to go Dutch with you and on your first meal or your first dating, if she's not willing to do that, then, I mean, that's just not the one for you. And I know guys, you know, like, yeah, but I really want to hear. Listen, if you got to pay for everything, man, then, you know what I'm saying, then you shouldn't even complain. She should order whatever she wants. She should be able to get
it. Yeah,
but
my intentions weren't to pay. That's what I'm saying. My intentions were never to pay. But when
right.
it turned into it,
that
I will pay for it if there's an issue. Right. I didn't know you. Were,
right.
I was on a budget. Like, the lobster was $15. So it's like, you don't have an extra $15? That's how I took it. Like, so you don't have $15?
Yeah,
or
but
you
and then again, that's again, women looking at it like that. Like, I mean, you got to understand it like that. If you was taking out a guy on a first date, and then you get a bill for $70, and you like, you know, like, damn, you know, we could have just, you know, I just wanted to do coffee or something, you know what I mean? But you want to impress him, because, you know, and the first date, you know, that's what dudes are trying to do.
$70
huh? $70 is not expensive at all. But you talking about a situation where we just going to date. Like, this is our first date, so you have the obligation to say, listen, you know, thank you for the date. I'll see you later. I'll call you tonight or call you tomorrow. And that's basically that, you know. Now, if you said, listen, go to the rib place. Let's go to the seafood place, and then let's go after that. Let's go, you know, somewhere and chill, and, you know, and do grown folk thing. Yeah.
Now, ain't no
dude,
go
ain't
somewhere
no
and chill on the first date. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, but that's my point. So if it ain't no go where and chill on the first date, then why would you think that you would spend $150 on the first date? You understand? Like what I'm saying? That's
I do
how,
not understand
that's how
that.
Guys
I'm
look
sorry.
At it. That's how guys look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but if you're dating, like, you should have a savings account just for dating men.
Okay.
That's why I.
Again, okay. But I feel like, but some men are going to feel like, and I'm going to be real, some men are going to feel like, you know, nah, why? That's why the whole dating thing is phased out, because men rather say, hey, listen, come, listen, check it out. Let me give you $100 or let me give you $200. You know, you do whatever you want with the money and let's, you know, let's go do what we do. You know what I mean? Because nobody's with that dating thing, because the dating scene is only beneficial to women. You know, it's only beneficial to women. And that's the crazy thing about
true.
It, because it's nothing in it for a dude. I mean, yeah, you're getting to know her or whatever, but at the end of the day, she getting to know you too. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say nowadays, like for me, when when I was single and stuff, I'd be asking women to do stuff like, you know, so what's going on? Like, I mean, can you cook? Like, you know what I'm saying? And because a lot of women get offended because you say, well, listen, I'm
right.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, yeah, but how can you get a No, but this is what I used to say. How about you cook? You know, I bring a nice bottle of whatever you drink, and we sit down, we eat, and we talk. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be honest.
Oh no, that requires
is all about
my house on the first date.
Hey, well, listen. If you trust me enough to want to date me, you should trust me enough to want to have me over. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Because again, you trust me enough to spend my $150. But you don't trust me enough to come see how come see the crib or come taste your food. If a woman ain't gonna cook for me, then that's not the woman for me. I gotta know that you're putting in as much energy to get to know me as I'm putting in to get to know you. That's just the whole sign of the situation. So a lot of times when guys see women like they want to go on a date and they see women like, yeah, let's go on a date or whatever. They know automatically when a woman is telling you let's go on a date, she telling you to basically pay for her to get something to eat. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like basically
you paying for a conversation.
Yeah, but why I gotta pay for your conversation in return? You getting my conversation. See, that's the point. Like it's a win-win for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? And I think what happens is
that's women
a lot of dudes.
Why do women have to clean the house
and
then go to work?
No, because women don't clean the house no more and men go to work. They don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Women are at work. Women are at work. They at work, so they're not cleaning no house. You know? So the point of what
yeah,
I'm trying to say
is... Yeah, but that's the men's
fault.
The men change that dynamic when they stop being men.
The men didn't stop being men. What happened is the woman started to require more. You know, and then nowadays it's more than the average man can handle. You know, how many dudes you really think that's out here that could afford to take you, could not even take you, but could afford to have dates? Let's say, who could afford to have dates, 3 dates a week pretty much? That's $450. You know what I'm saying? A week.
Man, BBQs don't cost that much. Take me to Applebee's.
No, but I'm just saying, Applebee's, I understand that, but I'm just saying, though. I understand most people ain't want to go to BBQs. They don't want to go to Applebee's because they're not paying. So a lot of times women are not paying. You know they're going to take you to the top of the top. You know, oh, this guy, let's go to Ruth Chris. Let's go to Bobby Wong's. Let's go down, you know what I mean? Let's go to this. Let's go to that. They're going to try to tell you, you know, they want you to take them to the most expensive place because they're not paying. And they feel like, you know, at the end of the day, you really like them like that. See, what happened is dudes messed up the game, you know, other dudes messed up the game by, you know, that whole it ain't tricking if you got it situation. And now, you know what I'm saying, now nobody got it, and you can't meet no women if you don't got it. So what's happening now is it's not that, you know, it's a shortage of dudes and it's a shortage of women. Well, it's not a shortage of women because it's a million women. You know, it's a shortage of dudes because...
For every one woman, there's eight men.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For every man, there's like eight women. There's no shortage of women.
No,
it's tons of women out here.
I mean,
no,
yeah,
it's tons of women.
Yeah, right, you're right.
Yeah, it's tons of women. It's a shortage of men. But then the reason why it's a shortage of men because, see, you got to also understand something. A lot of women are not able to meet men that they actually want because what they want, they don't want, you know? Then you got to count the fact of the married men who's off limits. Not really off limits, but then you got to play by those rules. Then you got, you got gay men who don't want you. That's why if you really think about it, and I'm just going to be real, the most successful men are gay because they're not chasing women. You know what I'm saying? It's sad, but it's true.
Well, you're right. You're right about that.
You know what I mean? So you got to understand at the end of the day, like, a lot of dudes, and then you got a lot of dudes right now that they don't have it. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have enough money to have a decent woman. You know what I'm saying? Because women are, you know, a lot of women are materialistic. And they don't want to deal with no guy who don't have no money. So that leaves a huge gap, because now you can't even get the type of man you want, because the type of man that you really want, he don't got no money. You know, so you gotta accept that, accept the fact. And then now, once you accepted the fact that the dude that you wanted ain't got no money, now you're going to sit around all day and tell him how broke he is. You know what I mean? But this is real. Like, this is how it goes, though. And it's sad because at the end of the day, this is the guys, this is who you chose. But you blame that because, like I said, with everything in any relationship, it's always 50-50. It's always 50% of your fault. So, you know what I mean? When you got a guy or you got a baby father that ain't taking care of kids and this and dirt, that's 50% of your fault because you knew what you was dealing with.
Yeah,
you knew who you chose. Exactly. Who you chose. So I mean at that point, but a lot of women would not take responsibility for that to say, oh yeah, no, the person did me wrong and this, that, and that. Yeah, you knew he was going to do you wrong because he did his other two baby mamas wrong. So why would you think he ain't going to do you wrong? You know? So I'm just saying, a lot of times it's on the choices too. But back to it, women, yeah, that date, the whole dating scene, the whole dating game, it's geared to women. You know, it's totally geared to women. Women, you know, they make
out.
No, it is. It is.
We just like dates. Outside of that, you don't have to pay for much.
Men don't like dates. Men don't like dates. You know, only reason why they do
dates.
No, because
y'all just
want
to go to the house and chill. That's why.
Yeah, but not even like. Oh, this is another thing. Not all men want to just go and just, you know what I mean, sex you up. Not all men are like that. I mean, some men want to get to know you. And, yo, it's so many, let me tell you something. There's so many ways that you can have a good time and be chilling. Even, like, taking walks in the park. Taking walks in the park and, you know, especially on a nice day because it's just you and the person.
I was just saying that. Take me to the zoo.
Yeah, you got to stop, but not even a zoo because your first date should be to me should be no distractions. It should be like you and that person just trying to see if y'all could bond up. You know, because most people, and this is another thing, this is how you know women are full of shit because at the end of the day, they say, yo, you'd be like, yeah, let's go on our first date. They'd be like, all right, let's do something simple like go to the movies and get something to eat. Yeah, but listen, if I'm trying to get to know you, how the fuck am I trying to get to know you at the movie? Am I trying to get to know you?
Yeah, I don't agree with the movie.
At the restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Because it's people, it's noise, it's all that. We ain't going to be, we got to scream at each other to basically talk. You know what I'm saying? But like my first date, the dope first date for me, nice first date, is me and you taking a walk in the park on a nice day and a nice styrofoam cup with our favorite drink in it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And we just talk.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And vibing. You know what I mean? As far as you think, them talking about, oh, nah, nice, let's go to the movies. Let's go to the movies. What are we going to the movies for? We go to the movies to watch a movie. A movie situation should be for people who are already couples. They're already couples. You know, that's what a movie thing is for. You know what I'm saying? It was like a movie date, which that's supposed to be already with your man, so y'all can snug up and hug up and laugh and joke and fall asleep on each other and this, that, and that, whatever y'all do at the movies, you know what I'm saying? But that's for couples already, you know what I'm saying? But on your first date, no,
right.
your first date should be, and that's the difference, too with black women and white women. White women say, hey, listen, meet me at Starbucks and let's have a cup of coffee. And just shoot the shit. That's cool.
That's cool, though.
A coffee date. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But black women, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to, yo, I'm not going to sit up in no coffee spot. And I don't even drink coffee. You know? You know what I'm saying? So it's different.
You better get some green tea.
And exactly. Yeah, you get some green tea. You know what I'm saying? You should, and truthfully, you don't need no Starbucks. We can go sit right here in front of Dunk's, right here in Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I'm saying? Because they got Wi-Fi too. But I'm just saying. So this whole dating thing is geared towards women, and you know, women are they actually you know, they doing that, they exploiting that because they see a guy like them, say, oh, take me on a date. But the funny thing is, they like the guy too. You know what I mean? But take me on a date, though. And then, like you said, you're going to run up the bill. You told him you're going to order up a lobster. And he like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Well, I thought the shrimps was enough. I thought I treated you.
He was expecting me to come home with him. He like, so you're not coming home with me? I just paid for that meal? Like, no, I'm not.
Damn. See, but that's what I'm saying. But that's how it be going, though. You know? You know, after a certain amount,
thinking that's what you're used to, like, chicks is giving it up for lobster and some shrimp?
Chicks is giving it up for way less than a lobster and a shrimp. You can probably get the good, you know, you get a 6-piece of Popeye's chicken, you know what I'm saying, and the small personal bottle of Henny, and you might be straight. You know what I'm saying?
Henny and chicken,
so
huh? Chicken and Henny.
I'm just saying, yeah, it ain't no telling, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, though, like, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, dates shouldn't be extravagant like that, you know? And for all the gentlemen that's listening, I mean, yeah, man, listen, if the first date got to be, you know, shrimps and all that, man, you got to really debate and see if that's really what you really want, you know what I mean? Because one thing about a woman, and I learned this, is that you have to be consistent. So if you can take them to Mr. Chow's today when you meet him, then you gotta be able to take them to Mr. Chow's, you know, when they want to go to Mr. Chow's, you know.
Yeah, but what if the next day I take you to Red Sticks or I take you to Chin Chin's or whatever? Like, you never know.
Yeah, well,
I just want to see how you feel about me first.
Yeah, but
and then I
bring
you a little bit of money. Like, dudes don't understand that, and not all women are gold in it.
No, dudes, yeah, but dudes don't understand that because listen, you gotta understand something. The first impression is the most lasting. So you gotta understand this. If you wanted to take him to Ching Ching or wherever, you should have just told him like, yo, listen, let's meet at Ching Ching. And let's go to Ching Ching. And you don't have to wait to see what he put out for you to put out. That's another thing.
See,
yeah,
I
like
do,
that because
you're probably dating 3 other chicks. That's why I need to know. How you
feel
about
you probably. All right, but listen. But you probably went on dates with 2 to 3 dudes, too, this week. So, again, if you in this dating game, I mean, everybody that's in this dating game is seeing more than one person. So, yeah, just because, yeah, if he's dating you, he going to give you the dating treatment. You dating him, you going to give him the dating treatment. Only thing about it that's different is that at the end of the day, you know, you like who you like. So when you find somebody and you like them, you like, yeah, all right, now I want to take this, I want to take this a little bit more serious. That's the only difference, you know what I'm saying? But everybody's treating everybody the same until they get that spark. So, you know, I think that if you want to get closer to, you know, if you really like a guy and you want to show a guy that you like him, I think even, you know, offering him to take him out or and one thing about guys, because we real, real simple. Oh, let me get a sip of this thing right here. But listen, one thing about guys, we so simple, is that you could take us to McDonald's, but it's all about how you do it. And say, baby, listen, I want to show you that I'm trying to get to know you. So here, let's do this, do that. And that little piece will show a guy that, damn, she ain't about the money. She, you know, say she really rocking with me like that. You know what I mean? And
I don't know
more,
too many
more,
women that
more,
ain't about the money.
That's my point. This is my point. Mm-hmm. This is my point. But the point of the situation is all women about the money. But the thing about them is that it's not fair because everything is directed towards them. It's not like it's a 50-50 thing. Everything is directed towards them. And,
but it should
you know,
be. You shouldn't date a woman that don't have a job, that's not about nothing, no ambition. No, she doesn't aspire to be anything. It's the same thing.
Right.
I don't want a guy at my age in my 30s that's doing nothing all day. Like, I don't understand.
No, you are. No. Nobody wants nobody that's not doing nothing. But my point is, he can have a. Okay. But all I'm saying to you is basically this. If he takes you out on a date, right? If he, let's say for instance, y'all dating and everything like that. You like him, he like you. Who you think gonna spend the most money on who? Who you think though? And it's not about money, but let's just say who you think that on a usual basis, who spends the money on who?
Traditionally, the man spends the money on the woman.
Okay.
Traditionally.
Right. But now let me ask you something. What are we doing? What are we doing? That's traditionally anymore. What are we doing traditional? Excuse me. What are we doing that's traditional anymore these days? So why we can't change that whole dating thing too? Because I believe that if you want to get to know me, like I want to get to know you, then we it should be a joint effort. Especially, truthfully, guys, you know, the ball is in your court now because there is so little, there's so slim pickings of the guys. You should be trying
right.
them to take you out on a date. You should make them take
no,
you out
you
on a
not.
Date.
No, you should not. No.
Yes, you should. You should. I'm just telling the guys that that's what it should be.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that is the man is still going to date other women. If you paying for him to take you paying to take him out, he's still got three other ladies lined up.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. One thing you got to understand about men is that, listen, you telling him he might have three other ladies, having a man and also having a woman, you got to be able, if you want to maintain that man or that woman, you got to be able to, you know, make that person feel like, you know, you're really into them like that. Because that's the deal breaker right there. Once somebody know that you're really into them and you really, you know, you're not just like the regular, you're not just like the typical, then, you know what I'm saying, those girls would disappear. You know what I'm saying? If
yeah, but men, there's right, men that are users, too. There's men that will use the shit out of a woman, too. Oh, I need money. I can't get this. Can you take me out? I'm hungry.
Well, listen,
there's men that are users as well as women.
Well, first of all, listen. First of all, let me just say this to you. If you're dealing with a man, right, any man, that you don't feel has the capability of not even capability, but he don't have a job, he don't have his thing going on for himself, then that's not the man you would need, because the man you need is someone that you could build with. You know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't
slim pickings yet again.
You wouldn't. It is slim pickings, but it's not. It's not. It you. In order to find these type of men, you have to change your circle. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to ask yourself this, right? And I'm not saying you per se, but I'm saying anyone, even that's men or women. If you're not finding the type of woman that you desire, then you have to change where you're fishing at. If you can't catch fish where you're sitting at, then you have to change where you're fishing at, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so if you're home like me, if I'm in the Bronx and I can't find the woman that I'm looking for in the Bronx, then I got to go to Manhattan. You know, if I get to Manhattan and I still can't find a woman that I'm looking for, then I might need to go to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So certain things in your realm you have to change. If you're not finding a man that you feel has a decent job and you know, has a stimulating conversation, have a great attitude, good person, things that you like, the characteristics that you like, you need to go somewhere else to find that. But I think that a lot of times men be right in front of women's face, but they just don't. You know, they don't, their standards might be too high. A lot of women set super high standards, and I be saying to myself, well, damn, how your standards so high, and you not. You understand? How your standards, huh? I said, I'm not talking about you per se.
I'm
just speaking generally.
Most women want the same thing. Most women want the same thing. Honestly,
what do women want? Some money. Okay, but again, you said you want some money, but women are making money. They're getting money. They making money. They getting money.
We want
so,
show
I mean,
money.
How, Exactly. This is my point, though. This is my point. If you want the man's money, then at the end of the day, I mean, it's a different day now, so you're supposed to bring yours too, though. And that's when it becomes
a problem. No, you're right. I agree with you 100% on that.
But this one it becomes a problem, Kai, because what happens is when they telling you to bring your money too, fuck that. I'm not putting my money with your money. No, that's when your money gotta be to the side and you gotta have your money to the side. It's just like the same situation, like I said, where most women, most men, you know what I'm saying, move in with their woman, but most women would never move in with a man. Never. Unless they absolutely didn't have no choice. The reason why that is because they want to have theirs. They want the control so that it's theirs. A woman to move you into her house, yeah, because it's my house. Like, you know, and at the end of the day, you could pay bills here for 1,000 trillion years, but when it's time to go, I'm going to say it's time to go, and you got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the –
but no, Mac,
right
on
there.
The flip side of that, I understand I totally get it. But on the flip side of that, there's men that say, oh, she's too independent. She don't need me. I need a woman that needs me. And you don't need me.
Of course.
Most men want a needy woman.
See,
they don't want to. They say they want to.
No. Most men, let me tell you. Most men, they don't want no needy woman. No man wants a needy woman. But a man does want a woman that makes him feel needed. There's a big difference. See, when you make a man feel like he's needed, you give him validation to say that, you know, he plays a part and plays a position in your life, and you grow with him and you need him. When you talk about needy, like give me this, and oh, I need this and I need that, and no dude wants that. That's a turnoff. But a man does want to be needed. He does want to be able to say, you know, my baby say, or your woman say, you know, dear babe, I need you. Can you do this for me? Can you go get the car fixed? Can you go do? A man needs to be needed, you know, to do.
He needs to feel
shit.
Like a man.
Exactly, and that's all you have to. And that's all you have to do with a man is make him feel like a man. And I guarantee you have a successful relationship. Women don't understand how easy men are. Men are super, 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 super easy. You know, because we don't want much. You know what I'm saying? We don't want much. We just want a woman that tells us she loves us, you know, going to cook a meal for us, you know what I'm saying, get nasty and freaky when we need it, and, you know, a lot, you know, and a lot. No, I'm just saying a lot, and like I said, make us feel needed. You know, that's all we want. You know what I'm saying? Good food.
That sounds
you know,
pretty
and
easy.
Some good conversation sometimes, huh?
I thought that
you
sounds
said what?
Pretty simple.
Yeah, but that's men. We are pretty simple. Where the complication comes in is when you add the woman to the situation. And women are complicated because the thing about them is that they don't know what the hell they want. So some days they want you to change up. Like some days they want you to be, you know, some days they feel like they love you. Some days they feel like they don't. Some days they feel like, well, I got better options. Sometimes they feel like they don't.
Right. They always
got
options.
They say, exactly. But and they feel like, yo, you know, some women feel like, you know, they just feel like, you know, they don't know what they want. I want a good man. They get a good man. They treat him like shit. Oh, yo, this guy, he treat me like shit, but I love him. So it don't matter. Like, you know, they want what you want. Like, they don't know what they want. So they can get the man that kiss their feet and wipe the, you know, walk, let them walk over puddles on their jacket, and they'll treat him like shit. They'll wash him up all day, you know. But then they get the guy, you know, look. Yeah, they get the guy to treat him like shit. Listen, You know, and they even get a little physical with him sometimes. They love him. Oh, that's my baby. Yeah, that's my baby, Randy. You know, Randy, I love Randy with all my heart. Meanwhile, you're going to work with black eyes, though, because Randy ain't playing with you, though. You know what I mean? And not only that, but some women, and the sad part about it is some women will, you know, even when you go soft on them and you start being like, yeah, you know, I love you, whatever, they start getting, you know, they try to do things to trigger back you to get up, you know, because they like that upsetness. They like that whole energy, the energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? They want to argue. That's why
it's about the aggression. It's about the aggression.
Right. And I tell all men, one thing you do not do is argue with a woman. Because, see, the arguing thing is just her. That's her realm. She wants you to come out there in that water with her because you can't out-argue a woman. So you're going to keep arguing, she's going to start saying meaningful shit. See, the difference between men and women when they argue is that the man say shit out of anger. The woman say shit because this is what she feel. Like, if she say shit that hurts your soul, you know what I'm saying? Like, she'll say some shit like, you know what I mean? That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why your homeboy trying to fuck me. No, but they'll say shit like, that's why your homeboy trying to fuck me. And you be like, what? Now in your head, you chilling with your homeboy. Y'all playing PS4. You looking at him on the side of because, you know what I'm saying? She could be making that up, but she, you know what I'm saying? It's going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So you stay away from that realm with your woman. You stay away from that arguing realm. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best way that you can have a great relationship, because one thing about women, if you don't argue with them, they will get frustrated at the time. They will get frustrated. But one thing about them, too, is that if they know that you're not arguing with them, after a while, they'll stop arguing with you because they know you don't give no reaction. A lot of things women do are for reactions, like, you know, how they try to make their man jealous and shit like that. You know, they try to make you flip, especially if you're one of them love crazy. You know what I'm saying? The Mr. Love Crazies, I call them. You know, if you're love crazy, you know what I mean? They'll take you around the world.
Crazy,
you know,
in love, right.
Crazy in love. Yeah, I was there. I know all about it. You know what I mean? And I say, you know,
we've all been there.
Yeah. Well, you know, with men, it's a little stronger. It's a little stronger because you're thinking homicide and stuff like that. So it's a way type of different story. But you know, even if somebody, you know, you having a general conversation, your girl having a general conversation with somebody, hey, did you know that they started the recycling in the building? You come out there, you looking, yo, what you talking to me for? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? You're going crazy because you just don't know how to act. You don't know how to act.
Yeah, you're
because
funny. That's crazy
you
love.
You out there. Yeah, crazy in love. Crazy in love, you know. You know how it is. You know, you start, well, I don't know if you know how it is, but most of my dudes, they understand. You know what I'm saying? She said she's going to be at her girlfriend's house. You drive past the girlfriend's house to make sure her car's out there. You know what I'm saying? But one thing about women, her car is definitely going to be out there. She told you that's where she's going to be. But then what you didn't know was she got somebody to pick her up after that. But you know what I'm saying? You just got to know. You got to know and understand what you're dealing with, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to know and understand what you're dealing
with. That's the girl code. You don't know the girl code.
Yeah, I know the girl code. I know the girl code too, though. That's the thing. But one thing about the girl code, that's I was just telling somebody this, like, maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I told them, I said, listen, if two women are arguing, you never get involved. I don't care what they saying about each other. They can be like, yo, I hate that bitch. I hate that one. Listen, you never, ever, as a man, you never respond to none of that. You know why? Because in about 2 weeks, they're going to be the best of friends again. You know what I'm saying? And then what's going to happen is everything that you said, oh, it's coming out. Oh, did you know, Figgis told me, he's like, yeah, you know, because she ain't no good for you to be around and this and that. All that's coming out. So now she got an attitude with you, too. So
that pillow talking.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing about it, you don't really want to have a problem with your girl's friends. You know what I mean? Like, you don't really want to have it because that's like a, you know, it's like a tug of war type of thing. And, you know, the friend's always going to win at the end. You know, because soon as you fuck up, they right there, the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Didn't I tell you?
I told you he was going to.
Yeah. Exactly. So That's always how that goes. But, I mean, you know, I just say this, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want a great relationship, just try to argue as less as possible. You know what I mean? And one more thing I want to say, too. I was saying also, now guys are different. Now, if a guy have an argument with another guy, speak again for 27 years. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just, I'm dead serious. Huh?
Over a chick?
I mean, it don't matter. It'd be over a chick. It could be over some disrespect. I mean, guys, you got to understand one thing about guys. Guys are delicate with their ego. So it's like anything that touches their ego, they feel some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? They feel some kind of way. You know, and if they feel some kind of way, they're going to be like, yo, I can't speak to this person. Or, nah, I ain't speaking to this person. Then it comes to the point of who's going to be the bigger man. Nah, I ain't trying to be no bigger man. And that's just what happens. You know what I'm saying? It runs into a situation like that. That's how it is. But what we're going to do right now, I'm going to take a quick song. Then we're going to come back. We're going to do our closing little arguments. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to close out the show. You know what I'm saying? That's what it looked like. For anybody that's trying to call in would be the best time to call in now. Yeah, it would be the best time. So we're going to shoot to the song, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Don't be afraid to get old, man. You may learn some shit. You may know some shit.
New Jersey's number one music supply. Rick DeRuler has the speakers on lock from the college yards to the trap house.
You can go to any hood that they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring, master rolling. Boy, use the little nigga, Garrett Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie. Boy, use the little nigga. Coleman, huh? I be calling all the shots. Big homie, I went and bought a new bitch. She was stunting. That pussy got a paper tag, and it's a hunting. My bellman called me Sir Combs or Richard Drummond. My Rolls Royce spray cologne, the fragrance money. It's bad boy records, bitch. You know I run it. Ciroc, Amaretto coming. Them bitches love it. With your jewelry on and leave without it. I could go to any hood that they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring, master rolling. Boy, use the little nigga, Garrett Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie. Boy, use the little nigga. Coleman, I be calling all the shots. Big homie, Diddy go to any hood. Big rolling, top down on any block. Niggas know me, the only one that's topping Forbes. I'm getting lonely. See us out here racing yachts, like fuck the police. Bugatti swerving lane to lane, we getting money. Once promoters say my name, fly bitches coming. Nigga, so cuff your chicken.
Right.
More 80s than the 80s, nigga. I'm money missing. I'm
you
money
can
missing.
Go to any hood that they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring, master rolling.
Boy, use the Lord, nigga. Garrett Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie.
My bitch is getting the Christians, nigga. And Gazeffis. My bitch is getting the Birkin, nigga. The whole of weapon. My bitch is getting the Range Rovers. That's for affection.
You know what it is?
My bitch is getting the realest, nigga.
Really?
She my reflection. I make my bitch in traffic dope. That's my profession. She swallowed dope and looking pregnant. Time for some section. They got your pockets where I'm from. And block they blessings. 50 millimeter drum. Stretches.
big homie. Boy, you's a little nigga. Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie. Big homie.
Let's go.
Big homie.
You know what it is?
Big homie. They love it. Big homie.
Big homie. Big homie. Big homie. Big homie, some of these sounds that they be, you know, some of these rappers, they be making these sounds, I be liking them, like Pusha T, they be like, yeah, you know what I mean, then you got Prince Montana, you know what I'm saying, you got, yeah, some of them, you know, some of them joints is like real catchy, I like them, I really like them. And stuff like that. But, yeah, so we're back to tell us Grey Goose and Lemonade working right now. But,
yeah,
it's always a good feeling, man.
It's like Saturday. It's your day off. Enjoy your life. Live life.
Yeah, it's Saturday. It's my day off. No day off. You know what I mean? So Righteous Clothing. This is sponsored by So Righteous Clothing. Definitely that clothing that gives you that motivational feel. So, you know, if you ain't got nothing, you need to get some. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what that is. But, yeah, so anything you would like to say to the viewers before we actually close the show out?
To rocking with us. Happy Thanksgiving. Eat till you can't eat no more. It's people out here starving. So enjoy your family.
Yes.
That's what Thanksgiving is really about. Make the best of it. Have some great memories, some good laughs, some great food. And God bless.
Yeah, yeah, and also, make sure that Thanksgiving is great, man, because like you said, we never really know, you know what I'm saying, if we're going to wake up tomorrow, if we're going to actually be here another day. So you definitely got to spend that, you know, spend that with your people, spend that with your family, you know what I'm saying, and
spread love, spread positivity.
Yeah, spread love. Love, positivity, you know what I'm saying, motivation. And definitely, man, like, live every day to the fullest, man. I'm not saying go, you know, I'm not saying nothing. Just live every day to the fullest. Have a good time.
According to
you.
Enjoy
according your
to
life.
How you live. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, have a good time according to how you feel and what you feel a good
your
time
lifestyle,
is.
Right.
We're not, your lifestyle. Yeah, we're not here to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you this. Have a good time. Enjoy your life because you only get one. Don't live life with no regrets. Anything you want to do, anything you think about doing, you go ahead and you do it, and you do it to the max. And know that at the end of the day, you know, regardless of whatever happens, you got memories, and nobody can't take those from you. You know what I'm saying? It's always been great. On behalf of the Mental Lounge, I'm Figgin. This is Kai. And
hello.
You know, we'd like to thank y'all for you know, tuning in with us. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be on another week. Next year, Saturday.
Love.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to continue doing what we're doing, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. Stay up. Stay positive. Stay living. Bye. Once.
Yeah.